Well, it's Mika Berubin. But the Kone wrapper is a cylindrical tube, and that tube extends down and it's into the lobes of the lung. So in other words, so the bottom, the lower portion of the Kone extends into the lobes of the lung. So the lower portion of the Kone. So when do we say, now let's say, suppose here begins the lungs, and still, let's say the lobes of the lung begin here, and there is the lower portion that extends into the area of the lobes of the lung. So when do we say that the nekev rimash does not aser, only if it's a nekev rubei up to the point where it extends into the chest, into the lobes of the lung area. But suppose there is an nekev rimashu in the lower portion of the cylindrical tube of the windpipe, since it's already in the chest area, so the melee, since it extends, it's already in the area of the lobes of the lung, so even the lower portion of the windpipe has it in like a lung, and the aloha in the lung is that if the lobe of the lung is nikev mimashu, so it's straight. Nikev akon lematam nachoze nikim kirei. Now let's see the Rashi. Shanaim yakol shebeshe savor avreye, lo yeser. Yikachan mifores tachteinu shayinu sholitim atachteinu, shechiz nakon edan ikne kol avreye. Sholito onislim shechasimone chus lochozim liyoto. On sa atzmo mishmi savor avreye shashchitema, otiku lochum. וכן הלוח, למטה מהחוזר למוקם שירו ולשחית. ניתם תראה, בנקב ומשהו, so even if there is a נקב ומשהו in the cylindrical tube, in the lower portion, so it's already trained. זה לא יברב כי גגר. תון הרבה, איזהו חוזה, זה הורי יש הקרקע למטו, למטו, עד הצבא. So, adatavo lemayo, adakeres, chiri chaitich states lois, mishteit vonis, eilich veilich, vizeo choza anitalikian. Horeyes akarka, izeo choza legabe choza vishayik, shal shalom anitalikian. So, what is considered as the choza, the chest area, that has to be given to kianim? Horeyes akarka, eni mishabe amnats lois, begiva azdolim kulum, elo ashumen atachtem kmoi shuhu, בחסרו שבראש העצלויס, למיילו עד הכרס, וישירו אורקה למיילו עד הכרס, כשהבין בו תלויון, להפשיט, הויונית לנסי, וכי תרבי סלויס, הקטני ישראלי נסימי, משתי תפניס, אחד מכאן ואחד מכאן, והן שסומי וחקונה, so I mean all the simoni are given in the behemoth to be suspended with the legs up and the chest down. So this is the way it is given to the kianim, the chose. Because Porsche, I like doing it here. Okay, now, Friday, I would like to go over the Gemore up to Horei Yeshenikva. That Membov Omedal, at the back. That Memhei Omedal. Nikav Kum Shomeyach. Nikav Kum Shomeyach, the membrane of the brain, was punctured. So it's right. Rabu Shmuel Damat Abaye. Chumiloi, there are two membranes in the brain. So they both say, the chumiloi afagavuin keftatoi, as long as the outer membrane was perforated, even though the inner membrane was not punctured. The amrelo adiin keftatoi, only both membranes are punctured. And that's the way you pass it. They had to resort to certain techniques in remembering. So now, in order to remember it, we should remember a sack in which the meyach is enclosed. That's the man. Chayse sak, mechise de kitr. De misna de meiche, shamuna chmuna bzeh. Omer rabbe vachon omer rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kinegdei bebeitim nika. In other words, that there is an analogy in the testicles of an animal, so that's also invested with two membranes. Bebeitim zochat yochel hake. Revitzes ameach, shegam bohem yeshnei krumim. לבד הכיס, הוא היה יכול חיץ, הוא היה יכול שהביצים נוחים לי, הוא מתאיך שהקרום הדחתי של מי הדק מעיד, וניקה לגמרי, וניח, וניח, וניח עצמי, הוא נעיץ לו סימן ביצים. Why does he give that סימן? Because just as in the testicles of an animal, so the inner membrane is very thin. And here, the inner membrane of the brain is also very thin, and it's hardly distinguishable from the meyach itself. Alright. Omer Reb Shimon ben Pazi, Omer Reb Shimon ben Levi, Mishim Bar Kapor. Meyach, kol ma shebigdeiro, nik nilin ke meyach. Gdeiro is called the cranium. So everything that is inside the cranium has a din of meyach. His chelim sheikh, because from the meyach, from the skull, so the chudashetra, the spinal cord, stretches out. So the question is, what is the end of the meyach, and where does the spinal cord begin? So meyach, kol ma shebigdeiro nidin kemeyach. Whatever is contained in the cranium has a din of meyach. His chelim sheikh, but the moment it starts to become elongated, nidin kechud Hashem. So then it's already the chud Hashem. Umeheichon maschir. Where does it start to elongate? In other words, that the spinal cord begins. Omar Rav Yitzchok ben Nachmeni. So Rav Yitzchok ben Nachmeni says, "L'idim miforshele minei de Rav Yishua ben Levi, ki min shnei pulim, two bean-like structures, protuberances, yesh menochin al pi agdeiro. They are on the cranium." Mina pulim b'lifnim. So what is before the two bean-like protuberances? So it has a din k'lifnim, has a din like the cranium. Mina pulim l'chutz, whatever is beyond l'tzad haguf, beyond whatever is lies outside the bean-like protuberances, is k'lechutz. Pulling atzmon, any idea. Umistabe, what if something lies just opposite the bean-like protuberances? Does it have a din like the spinal cord, or it has a din like the cranium? Umistabe kalifni. In other words, whatever lies opposite the bean-like structures, protuberances, has a din like the cranium. Only that which lies outside the bean-like structures, so has a din of the spinal cord. Now, these two protuberances, this is what is called the occiput, the occipital bone that's at the back of the skull, just, and this is articulated, that joins the spinal cord. Rav Yirmi Yebodak Beheife Ve'ashkach Kimen Shnei Pulim Unochin Al Pi Agdeo. So I mean, he found that in a Neif also, the same thing. Alright, now with the Rashi. Kol ma she b'dei rosh b'galgeles in the skull actually his chelotzi is menask Deiro Lose Schut until it starts to become elongated. So los is chut, sharechut hashedrim na meyach. There is one hemshech between the meyach, the brain, and the spinal cord. Nidin ke meyach. Now you see, because we have to know what is a din of meyach, because nikubosi is bimashu, and the chut hashedre, so is berube. So that's why it's important to know at what point is it considered to have the status of the spinal cord, and at what point is it still considered to be part and parcel of the cranium. So, niden kemeya b'nechad mashu, v'mosheich, lotzis m'nagdeiro v'tzarachut. Niden kechut, so memele, if it has the status of the spinal cord, so it's niken v'mashu, is not matrife, but only m'tzikzaro, pulling, lamens. It pulling means bin-like. Al pi agdeon kim chibur ha-tzavo ve-ha-galgeles. Ha-tzavo ha-galgeles were the neck and the skull articulate joint. U pulim atzmon meyach shekineged ha-pulim. In other words, what does that have a din that is in the occiputa mean something? So cholol godu, no, so if the heart is punctured into the cavity, so then it's straight. Cholol cotton is called the oil, and cholol godl is called the ventricle of the heart. So when it says nikav alev bischole, does it mean dafke if it is nikav into the cholol godl, into the ventricle? But suppose it's nikav into the oil of the heart, so then it's not rave, or it doesn't make a difference. Omala baye mighty boyloch milo itna Reb Shimon Eimer achitinok if libeis asim peines. So Reb Shimon shite is that nikvo reye is only treve if it becomes nikvo into the large bonkes. V'omara bebatachni v'omara v'yomiya bara v'omara achitinok if libeisim god. So the Gemara is trying to deduce from the use of the expression. After all, I mean, what's the Shaychas? There, Reb Shimon has reference to Nikva Reye, and here we're discussing Nikva Leiv, what is the connection between Nikva Leiv and Nikva Reye, but from the use of the expression. So because Reb Shimon doesn't say Simpin Godel, he doesn't say the large bronchus, he doesn't say it. He says Libeis HaSimpenis. So still, since, so we say that it means the large bronchus, because it says libeis al sipenes. So here the Mishnah uses a similar expression, beis chalole. So just as beis al sipenes means the large bronchus, so beis chalole means the ventricle, the large hollow, the large cavity, not the small, not the relatively small. So the Gemara refutes it. Hochash. Hosom libisam simpeineis koton. Bisam kinteineis koton. So, in other words, so bisam simpeineis, so lehecha di shafre simpeineis. So, in other words, since bisam simpeineis, Roshan Rabbi, it means the one, the tube, where the bronchii converge. So, what is the tube where the all the bronchii converge? That's the large bronchus. Mashenke, here he doesn't say base hololois, base chole. If it had been mentioned base hololois, so it also means the cavity into which they all converge. So that would be the ventricle. But it says base chole, so any holo. So, I mean, this doesn't make any difference which cavity, whether the ventricle or the organ. That's the ventricle. Malichol kotan. All right. Rashi. Chol godol cholam tzoy chol kotan har bechador tanim yesh nisam. Simpen godel kleim arem tzoy shebiuma. Hoso misam tupenis kotan. Loiton lo bisa simpen. Avlo chol loiton lo bis chaloli. El lo bis chaloli. So any cholo. Yeah. Konalev, that's the aorta. So the question is, does the behemoth become treife if the aorta is nikevi mashu, or only if it's berube? So there is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Ravoma konalev, the aorta, ravoma b'mashu. If it is punctured b'mashu, if the aorta is punctured with mashu, so it's already treif. Ushmuel ma berube. Only when it's berube. Hey, new konalei. What is the Konari? So, Omar Rabbe Bayitzok, Omar Rav, Chilev Shal Gabi Daphnis. Now, Chilev, so Rashi points out, you shouldn't make a mistake and assume that this is affected with the Easter of Chilev. But Chilev, you see, we, in the Gemara, in the Loshen Chachomim, so Chilev doesn't mean something that is fat, something that looks fat. As a matter of fact, I mean, this isn't even fat at all, but it's white. So because of its whiteness, and something that is fat is white. Every fatty part of the behemoth is white. And this, the aorta, is also white. So Mimele, because of that, we use the expression chilev. Not that it is affected that it's a chilev. So Rashi says, kol chilev, mikre chilev, bein tome bein toe. Anything that is fat or has the appearance of fat. In other words, here it's not even fat, but it's white. So it has the appearance of fat. So it's called chilev. Bein tome bein toe. Vishume meine yalosh chachomim. So how is it that the Gemara always speaks chilev or shume? In other words, that means that chilev does not mean something fat. It means that the fatty part that is affected with the iser of chilev. So that's in Loshen Chachamim. Vishumen ain't a Loshen Chachamim. Gam ishtich tiches achashel chilev achashel shumen. Dal kol chikor vishumen. Mishum di gab chilev tani. But, so he says, the chilev, the aorta is inik na'leiv, the white thing that is on the wall. In other words, it's in the groove between the two lungs. שיירי בין שתי ארוגייס, הורי, ודובו בשטרי, ומחובר לחלל הלב. That's the aorta. So, there's a machleki between Rav and Shmuel, whether the knei alev, the aorta, is matri b'mashu, if it's nikev, or only b'rubu. And we pass like Rav. Omer amema המשמי דרב נחת. Klote konehav. There are three major arteries, tubes, I don't know how you call it. So, klote konehave, there are three major arteries. Chat poris li libe, v'chat poris li reye. One leads to the heart, and one leads to the lungs. And v'chat poris li kvei, and one leads to the liver. In other words, the kone halev, that's the aorta. The one, the kone, that is poris lereye, that's the large bronchus. And the one that leads to the liver is called the vena cava inferior. The reye kerei. So the large bronchus, so has the same din like the lung itself. What's the aloha in connection with the lung? That if it's nikvo b'mashu, it's treif. So the male of the large one says, if it's nikvo b'mashu, it's treif. Okay? The reye kerei, the kveide ki kveide. So the vina keva inferior has the same din like the liver. Now what's the aloche of the liver? That even liver, so if it's nikav, the akovei, so it's not rei. Only if it's nital kule. And nothing remains, or not even kazayis remains. But, so memele, the vina keva inferior, only if the whole thing was taken out, then it's a rei. But if part of it was taken out, not the whole thing, it's not a rei. Alright. So the Gemara says, the rei kerei. The kveide ki kveide. The libe, the aorta plig. The aorta, so there's a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Ma bachie mas leif. The reye ki kveide. The kveide ki reye. The libe plig. So according to Ma bachie, so the large bronchus is not osea, is not matrim b'mashu when it's nikvah b'mashu. Because the large bronchus is the same din like the covet. Just as the covet is only matrim if it is taken out, if it's nikvah kulei, so the large bronchus is also the same thing. And the kvei de kirei, and the vina keva inferior, has the same din according to Mar Bachiye, like the long. In other words, even if it's nikav, even if the vina keva inferior is nikav imashu, so it's already trained. The lead betli and the aota, there's a machlekes. Also, Rafi Bayesev Amro Lishmaitzi the Rab that the aota asas b'mash kami lishmuel. Omalei yocha omar Rab betz Rab lo yoda mitreiv shelo ikum, but we still pass like Rab. Plote konav lacha shakone nichnas lechose mitzpatz b'leshleish. Chad poris l'reye. There is one artery that is poris l'reye. Umischalik b'seichol v'inein simpelis. The reye kereye v'nikav mashu. The kvede kikvede. Achi not al kulei ki nitna anga b'kovei l'ishtayam en eklum. The libe pligger abu shmuelim. Mas li yifle. The reye achi not al kikvede. U de kvede kereye b'mashu. U de libe pligger abu shmuel. U chelish nekame mistab. Why? So we don't pass like Rav Chiya Yosef. But why Rav Chiya Yosef is masnifre, I don't understand. I mean, I didn't see that anyone should explain. Why should the kone that leads to the reye have it in like covet? And the kone that leads the vina keva inferior that leads to the covet have it in like reye? I don't know. All right. To come lay, Rabbi Yechon Kavosei, Doma Liel, Nikav Matam Nachosei, Nikin Kirei. Omo Mishmaitze the Rav, Doma Bimashu Kam in Shmuel, Vakatala Havi Shmilei, because Shmuel, how is it that Shmuel didn't know what Rav says? So Rashi says, because Rav was in Sure, the Rav Bissur Aver Rishishive, Vosama Aver Mashmaitze, Ushmuel Havi Benadoi. Abe Rav Ochav, Kol Shmuel. The Rav Aver Odif, Ani shomaiti Abe, v'iz the girlse Abe chaver. In other words, there's another girlse Abe chaver, not just Abe. Alright. Nish barashetre. Now the Mishnah mentions. So the important thing is, as Rashi points out in the Mishnah, that it's the important thing is nifzak achut shalom. Tona rabba, chut ha-shetre she-nifzak berubei. So it's free. If the membrane that envelops the spinal cord was severed. Berubei, divrei Rebbe, Rabbi Yaakov afilu nika, even if it was just pierced. Here Rebbe ki Rabbi Yaakov, Omar Avune ein aloche ki Rabbi Yaakov. V'chamo Rubei, what does it mean, nifzak berubei? So Rav Omar Reivere, that means the rov of the membrane that envelops the spinal cord. The amrelo reiv meichin. Even if the rov of the medulla, mandom reiv meichin, that even if the rov of the medulla is its treif, so kolchi reiv meichin. So certainly, if the rov of the membrane that envelops the spinal cord, so it's certainly treif. The mandom reiv meichin. That the rov of the membrane, it's treif only when the rov of the membrane that envelops the spinal cord was severed. So the question is, how about the case where it's reiv meche, where the medulla was severed? Toshim, doma nibli omar avune, rubi shomru reiv eire. Only if the rov of the membrane that envelops the spinal cord. Rabbi Shomar Reb Meir, Meir Ze, the medulla loy mailav lament. Reb Nosson Barovin, Aber Yosef kam mit Rav, Bodak bei Reveirei, wie Kobodi bei Rav Meiche. Omalei, im Reveirei Kayon, if the membrane that covers the spinal cord, is Kayon, mehr seh, in a mile of a minute. Here the Rebbe, she promised to go to the Lachme, where he's so much older. Reveirei, im Nechtach, Reiv Hekev Erisom. If the rov of the circumference of the membrane that envelops the spinal cord was severed, the medulla was intact, so is Reiv. The Amro Reiv Mechi, the Chimshe Nifsak, the Nifrat Ameach Nifnim, Afo Gav Shoheir Kuli Kayom Treiv. So Kolshki Reivere, Shareiv Reiv Marzike, the Chimshe Nifsak Oheir, Seif Ameach, לפרח לוציס ניפה שם חוכם בודי ברבי רבש כאן ניפה שיקרו בי ועוד הבוי למיפת ברב מי חייד לבנה מקיים רב נוסן אומר רב באחונה אומר רבי שם הלב נסמרך פוסט that in the מייח became liquefied so it's פוסט so it's right נסמסס פוסט And if it became extremely soft, so I mean that's not liquefied mamish, but extremely soft. In other words, that liquefied means, as Gemara points out, like a liquid. I mean, you can pour it out like a jug of water. But nismasmeis means extremely soft. It can't stand. It cannot. You can't maintain it in an upright position. It bends down. When you put it up, even if you hold it in the hand, so the part that is outside your hand will bend down. All right. Nismarich posel. Nismas is posel. If nismarich means liquefy, is posel. And if it became extremely soft, nismas is also posel. Izeo amroche, izeo amsose. Amroche, that it became liquefied. Kol shenishmach kikiten. Kilkiten. Mas mose. כל שאין יוכל העמד. בואי רבי ימי, אין יוכל העמד בפני כבי דמאו. Suppose it cannot maintain an upright position because of its heaviness. So he stayed. So he passed to the חומרי. נשמר איך פוסל, נשמר איך פוסל, גרסי לך לשבר כוי. אבל גב דם סוסי, כאילו מה מרוך. כפורש בוס, להפרוך את עונת הווי. דיתון עם סוסי לחודי, היינו ראשים את היינו נשבע כקיד. המרוך לא שמורך, שמשכח נשמח, בשיח, הקרום כמיים, ונשפח מרשו יסיים סיף רשי, ואיני כבני סיוע יצא דרך הנקב, וניוח להאמין, משנעשה צור, צור סוף, ודיקן המתן אין הפרייט פוזישן, אבו לא יוי כל כך שיהיה נשפח כשמיים, אבו, so, what's המסוסה? That it's not so liquefied, that it should be able to be poured out, like a jug of water. אבו כשאיר זה נעשה, ומניח קצוס אל מיילו ביודי, when you hold it in your hand. So the part that is beyond the hand, so הוא נכווה וניף. So you more as an abaya, suppose it's very soft and it cannot maintain an upright position because of its heaviness. ותנקבל ישועו וחווי, אבו למשחחך מפני, מה הוא חיימי הוא זה שמרפידי או לאי, וכל הנה נשמחך ונשמסס, בכלל נפסק החוטי. דיקים לרבונון שמתחליקו זה, עושיד לינוקיף. Now the question is, the Mishnah only mentions נפסק חוטה שדרה, but the Mishnah does not mention נמרח, נמסס. So, how can we miss it on the treifes? The answer is, they come within this treife. Because if it is liquefied, if it is extremely soft, it cannot maintain an upright position, so it's destined to be nika. שמתחליקו זה עושה לינוקי ולפוסק. אינמה אין פיסו גודל מזה, אבל גאב. דאמורון מי ירזה למיילה ולמיירית, הנה מילה באפרודי. אבל באמרוכה, לא. So Rashi has two פשוטים. As to why נמרח נסמס is straight. One פשוט is because of עושה לינוקי. And then the other פשוט is that this itself has a din like severed perubim. If it becomes liquefied, it becomes extremely soft, that it cannot be in opposition. So that in itself, Al Bedin is considered like Nifsagel. Like Nifsagel. Take. Chol Teiko de Yisur Erechum. All right. Birav Amre, the Gemara. Birav Amre. Nismase is possible. Nismase is possible. Nismasme is kosher. If it became extremely soft, that it cannot maintain an upright position, so it's possible. Nismasme is if it was just. Now, what does Rashi say? Nismase is. Nishake na'meach miktosimeil. In other words, if part of the meach was wasted and was depleted, so that there is a cavity was formed. So it's still kosher. Still in kosher. Even though part of the meach was emptied out, so it's still kosher. As long as it's not liquefied and it can stand, so maybe it's kosher. Even though part of the meach was emptied out. Mason. Reb Shimon lo zareim abei machine smas mis meichot reifo. Hayin smas mis. There it doesn't mean that the meach part of the marrow was just emptied out. But there it means it became extremely soft, that it cannot stand. It cannot maintain an upright position. But if it just emptied out, if part of the meach just emptied out, so that the cavity was formed, so then it's kosher. How is masmi? Any volevi have yosil be misuse. They were in the Samarchets. Chazilau gavre. So they saw, so Levi saw, noted, took notice of the fact that there was a certain person, the Tayyareshi. So there are two pshat in Tayyareshi. One pshat in Tayyareshi is Rashi. Min tzablas. Hikoviti achreishei. Veiti achreishei. He hit his head, and then it's mentioned tayo reishei. The nofal b'merachotz, v'hiko reishe b'keiser, oi b'karka, v'nisnadnit meche. Nisnadnit meche. So, that's one pshat. Another pshat is, it means that he was constantly nodding with his head. Sometimes a person might nod his head out of nervousness, or that's nothing. But sometimes, you know, if a person who has many of those who are afflicted with cerebral palsy, so you'll see, I mean, that they constantly nod with their head. Constantly. That's not because of nervousness. So here, according to one pshat, it means tayel reishe. In other words, he hit his head against the wall very hard. They saw that the person incessantly was nodding with his head. Oma nismasei, so the Levi said, nismas mismeich. In other words, part of his meach was wasted, was depleted. Mechid din. So, I mean, in other words, he expressed his regret and his sorrow for this unfortunate man. So, lavi lechayim. In other words, why was he so depressed? Why did Levi become so depressed? So, if we say that it's a treife, in other words, that when part of the marrow is emptied out, is depleted, so then he cannot live. It's a basic organic defect, so we can understand this why Levi expressed his sound. But if it's not a Levi, that means it's not even a basic organic defect, so why was he so upset, Levi? Omar Abaye loy leima shinimeit. In other words, if it's nismasleis, the meyach is nismasleis, so if its part is depleted, so then he cannot have any children. So that's why he expressed this out. Deigel, דייקו יאלו, ואימא, אוי לוי לזה, שנסמסס מכם, שנמלת, תן לי, זו איש, מן המאה חובו, שגיד הנושי של ירח וגיד הגביר, כולו מחובור אל חוד השדר, שהוא מספצי, וייצי מתחז השדר, ונעשה גיד, איצה לרחי, ונכנס לסך, ונכנס לסך. עד היכון חוד השדר, Until when? Now, if the Chudashetre was Nipsak, Berubei, so then it's straight. But the question, the Chudashetre begins at the occipital bone, and it goes down up to the alye, up to the tail. So the question is there a limit in this aloche? Of Nifsak Berube, that is straight. Omer Rav Yudah Omer Shmuel Ad Bein HaParshis, up to the branching out. Now, there's Rashi mentions his Pshat, and the Pshat by Rashi, that's the Pshat by most Sheni, but then Rashi mentions another Pshat, and then a third Pshat, the second Pshat and the third Pshat are very similar. But the main pshat, the pshat by most Rishonim, is Rashi's pshat. Is Rashi's pshat. Now, Dr. Bowden says that Rashi's explanation of this Gemara antedates the scientific discoveries of the nerves that emanate from the spinal cord. It antedates by thousands of years. Because what Rashi says, it was really discovered only in the 20th century. In the 19th century, they didn't know. And Rashi discovered it. Rashi knew that. I mean, Rashi knew that from the Gemara. Because the way he explained the Gemara, even though the Gemara doesn't spell it out, you see that they are other pshatim also. So the Gemara says like this, Omer Rav Yudah Omer Shmuel, until the branching out of the nerves. Now, it was discovered that from the spinal cord branch out 39 nerves. Now, the spinal cord runs through five areas. I mean, the five areas, there's the cervical area and the thoracic area and the lumbar area. And the pelvic area and the coccygeal area. I mean that's the alien. That's the lowest. Pelvic area or sacral area. I mean it's called the pelvic area or the sacral area. And then the coccygeal. That's the alien. That's the zonof. The zonof area. The coccygeal. The coccyx. So five areas. It runs through five areas. So then 39 nerves branch out from the spinal cord. From the spinal cord. Now let's say, I don't have, there is no piece of chalk, but let's say if this is a spinal cord and it begins at the occipital bone, so that's where it begins. So that's the spinal cord. So it runs, so many nerves on both sides emanate, branch out. Many nerves. So 39 nerves branch out. So eight nerves branch out from the cervical area, the spinal cord, and then 13 nerves branch out from the thoracic area in the spinal cord, and then six from the lumbar area in the spinal cord, and then five from the sacral or pelvic, and five from the lowest area. Most of the nerves that branch out, so you can only see a little bit, because the rest of the nerves are concealed by the numerous muscles there. So you can only see a little bit branching out. But there are three nerves in the sacral area that are not concealed by the nerves. So let's say here, on both sides, and then so all the other nerves are concealed by the muscles, and you can only see a little bit because they are concealed. But these three from the sacral area, so they are not concealed by the muscles. So you can see them. So that's Bein HaParshis. Now, according to Rashi, so in other words, up to what point do we say that it's if nifsak hachut berube? So it is treife up to Bein HaParshis, between the branchings out. So you have in the sacral area. So you have here it branches out on both sides. Teisa says that on the left side it branches out above on the right side. That's why I put it that way, you see, like this, not mamish one kineged, because that's what Teisa says. So you have here Bein HaParshis. So this is in the spine. So then you have one parsha, Bein HaParshis, and then you have another one, and then you have some other nerves. But there are three nerves that are not concealed, you see, that you can see. And then you have nerves all over. So that's the first parsha, the second parsha, and then you have the third parsha. Alright. Now, so the Gemara says, Omer Avida Mashmuel, Ad Bein HaParshis. In other words, if the spinal cord was severed up to here, Berubei, if the membrane was severed, Berubei, up to here, from here, up to the Bein HaParshis, so it's certainly treif. And this is Bein HaParshis. So the question is, now, if it is, there is no doubt that if it is severed, the spinal cord is severed here, beneath the sacral area, in the coccygeal area, so then it's not treif. If the spinal cord is nifsak in the coccygeal area, that's in the zone of area, in the alien, so then it's not treif. Only up to the sacral area. But Omalei lech veli mal bin apashis. He wanted a demonstration. He should show. Heich. Omalei zil aisele gdi. He should bring a kid. Ve'achelach. So, aisele gichmeno. So he brought a very fat kid. Omalei bliatvei. Veloi yedir. Because of its heaviness and its fatness, so it's concealed. So you couldn't even see it, you see. The other nerves, you see, these nerves, the other nerves, there are 39 nerves branching out. And then, of course, from these nerves, branch out other nerves. But we are talking only there are 39 nerves that branch out from the spinal cord itself. They branch out. So except for these three nerves that branch out and both sides of the spinal cord, so the 36 other nerves that branch out are covered, are concealed. But these three are not concealed. But he wanted a demonstration in this gdi, and that gdi was a very fat gdi, so even the three sacral nerves were concealed because it was unusually fat. Omalei bliatve vilayidiye. So you can't see it. Aisali kochush. So he brought a very lean gdi. Omalei bliten tvei vilayidiye. So in other words, a very lean gdi, so even some of the other nerves that branch out, not the sacral, in the lumbar area, could also be seen, you see, with the naked eye. So mimele, so he couldn't have a good demonstration. Omalei to agmecha gimor. In other words, apparently he didn't have a gdi that he was neither fat nor lean. So an average gdi that he didn't have. He only had a fat gdi and a lean gdi. So he says to agmecha gimor. I'll tell you the kabbalah. Hocha mashmuel ad achas treif. So up to the first parsha. You see, the nerves that branch out in the sacral area, so it's certainly tefillah. There is no doubt. Shlishis ksheil. In other words, from here, if the spinal cord will be nifsak, here, in the parsha shlishis, after the third sacral nerve, after the play at the place, after where the... after the point where the third sacral nerves branch out, so then it's certainly chill. Shnirin yideh. But the second one, so in yideh. Second one is from here to here. From here to here. Here branch out the second sacral nerves, and then the third sacral nerves. All right. So, altogether there are five sacral nerves. Altogether there are five sacral nerves. So in other words, three are visible. So, Shni Yoni Yireh. All right, let's see the Rashi. Abin Adheichon Chutashedre. Adhechon kirche shol chud li yizbeim otrei po bipsikose ya chud yeitze min ameyach veilech hot mikla shedro ve'al yuatzei fazono. So the vertebral column extends up to the tail. Ad bin aposhes. Ad mokin shum isparish wo istartes to branch out um ispatzil pitzuli. Kinegla yechai hum asfil ipotze. Ve'yeitze yirish echot liyarech zu ve'echot lezu. In other words, so the three sacral nerves branch out, and then from these three sacral nerves, other nerves branch out. And from these three sacral nerves, so the sciatic nerves branch out. But the sacral nerves that branch out from the spinal cord, that's not the sciatic nerve itself. So that's why it's so important, this. So, v'chei v'hava mikeis. And Another nerve branches out from the spinal cord. V'chein v'harba mikein mizatzeifei. V'nifzak min ha-meyach v'ad bein ha-parashis alon. Kol mokim she-nifzak shomru be'itreifu. V'im limatom min ha-parashis nifzak. Certainly in the kosidjul area, if it's nifzak, right near the zonov, so then it's not treife. But not only in the kosidjul area, even in the lower portion of the sacral area, it's in the parashis shlishis, it's nifzak, it's not treife either. V'im limatom min ha-parashis nifzak. For Toshash Keche, Vayer Chaima Midin Meshetrose, Vayna Meisa Bekach, Asyalik Dishamei, Shachutu Mufshot, Velohoyo Leishuz Leakim, Achi Krem, Vyirle Apitzulim Bifnim, Voyomarlim Bachutz, Shachut Lobonu, Vinika, Mi Bachutz, Kishenich Nebusar Alia, Lekam Lekam, Mitachas Leetze, Vilidia Hachut Bachutz. So there are so many nerves that were visible, so he couldn't demonstrate to him. Because even these nerves were not visible, were concealed. In other words, when he tried to demonstrate in a lean kid, so then there were so many nerves that were visible. For etzem shel buke daat me dirch kaposa un dubek vi dirch bis am meach achut alifso ad she nase dak vein nika ad achas kol mo kesh yifzak na tzav ad bin a par she vishen notre nifzak bin a par she shlishi kshero shni o ein yedeya shni ein yedeya va I said I mean, it was a slip of the tongue. I said that the Chut HaShedre extends over five areas. But it doesn't, because when we say this, when you see in the book, in the textbook, that it extends over five areas, so they include the brain, the cervical area too. But al-Bedin, there is a difference between the Chut HaShedre and the Meach. So it's only four areas. The Chut HaShedre starts. The Chut HaShedre starts at the thoracic area, you see. Not the cervical area. The cervical area, that's the brain. All right. Adachas. Kol mokin sheyivzak min ha-tzav maravir parash v'sheino treifo. Nivzak min ha-parash v'shlish tikshero. Shni o eini yedeo. All right. Boi ravune breid rav Yeshua. Ad v'yad bichlau, oi dilmo ad v'lo yad bichlau. V'on rekom. Min orei shterash. V'yad bin ha-parash v'sheino. V'chol eiso. Bein bichlau. Yisrael. In other words, here is the first parasha begins. So the first parasha, from here to here, is the first parasha. From the point where the first sacral nerve branches out, up to the point where the second sacral nerve branches out, is the first parasha, from here to here. And then, from the point where the second sacral nerve branches out, up to the point where the third sacral nerve branches out, is the second parasha. So when he says, "Bein ha-parashis b'sheino yistreifen," is it ad v'ad b'chlal? Or ad v'lo yad b'chlal? If we say ad v'ad b'chlal, so that means up to here. Up to here. If we say ad v'lo yad b'chlal, so it's v'ad ha-treifo only up to here, not up to here. That's the shayla. Welcome, I'm in a rage, but I've been a parasha rishenu. We call a isi bein bichlal, treifo, o idil mohorekoma. Ad velo yad bichlal, treifo. Shlish is kseiro. Shni o ini yedea. If it's lo yad, now the question arises, if it is ad velo yad bichlal, so ad velo yad bichlal, So then, why does he say bishleimi? If we say adli adbichlal, then we can understand as to why he said shlish is kseiro, shni en yedea. But he doesn't say risheino en yedea, because risheino is what a treifa. It's not sofik treifa. If we say adli adbichlal, so then he couldn't say risheino. You know, between the branching. The first branching and the second nerve, and the second branching, is any idea. Because that's what it dream boy, if it's Adva Abicha. Adva Abicha. So you understand this, why he says, Shniyo any idea. But according to the alternative, that Adviloy Abicha, so that means it's what I dream only up to here, up to the first branchings. But between this portion of the spinal cord, between the first branchings and the second branchings, isofik. So instead of saying shni shniyin yideya, he should say risheno shniyin yideya. This is what Rashi asks. Oydim ora kamarad lo yadbechal. Trei for shlishi ksheno shniyin yideya. Ho adin risheno. Di misaptalei ulmeva mishtama. Vel yisrael lefushe risheno shniyin yideya. Di chim di yom avade trei for adachas. Velo yim bichlal. Michlal de mikam vat shlishi. Misaptalei say nachanami. If we say ad lo yadbechal, so not only this is in sofik, but even this is in Sofik. The Bina Parsha Rishaino is also in Sofik. V'chodim na'ayiv no'kat, v'loitei me'shniyo kishlishis likum. So the Gemara says, boy Rafa, in timtzolei marad v'lo yad b'chlao, if we are going to say that at v'lo yad b'chlao, that in other words, that when he says vaday treifo, so he meant loyad bichlal, only up to the first branching, only if there is a nifsak in the chut hashedra up to here, then it's vaday treifo. But if there is a nifsak here, any point between the first branching and the second branching, it's not vaday treifo. That's only an idea. So im timtzalei marad loyad bichlal pi parashamal. Pipal shamau. Now let's see the Rash. Im timtzalei marad v'loyad bichlal pipal shamau. Nifsak achut agodol keneged pi apitzulin horishenim kem pitzul. Mau bichlal treipe ui bichlal eni deyahu. So of course it is osa. The question is it osa bevadai or is it osa mit rabonon? I mean, after mine, if there is another sofik. So if it's osa bevadai and there is another sofik, so it's still sofik. But if even when we are sure that it's nifsak at that point, it's only also misofik. So if there is a sofik test whether it's nifsak at that point, so it's a sex fake. So that's the bay. Pi parsha. Im timtzalei marad v'lo yad bichlal pi parsha mahu. Pi parsha means mamish where the nerve starts to branch out. At this point, at the juncture where the nerve starts to branch out. Suppose it's nifsak at that point. At that point. Not below it. Below it, so it's sofik. So it's only sofik treifa. Sofik treifa. But suppose at the point where the nerve branches out, at the junction. So we could say, even though it's ad v'lo yad bichlal, so that means that beneath that in the spinal cord is only sofik. But at the point of juncture where the nerves branch out, so that's vada treifa. אם תצלוי מרד לא היה בכלל פי פרשמאו, נפסק החוט הגודל כנגד פי הפיצולים הראשיינים, במוקים פיצול, at the point of juncture, where it starts to branch out, מהו בכלל טריפה הוא? אוי בכלל אין אידאה הוא. מי אמרינון, עד בין דווקא, הוא פי הפרשה, טריפה, אוי לאו דווקא. So in other words, even though it's עד ולא יד בכלל, so beneath the branching, the juncture where it branches out, it's not what I try to pay. But at the point of juncture, if it's nifsak, in the chut hashedre, at that point, mamish opposite, the point where the nerves branches out, where the nerve branches out, so then it is trei vevada. Oy lav davke, and it's only something. All right, that's one of mine. Boy Raviyam, in Tim Zalema, Advi Abichal, Advi Abichal. So, suppose we say, now this is the first branching out, the first nerve. The first nerve. So if we say Advi Abichal, so that means it's Vaday Treife up to here. So then we can't ask a question. Suppose it's Nipsak at the point of juncture, the first nerve. Because even beneath that, it's Vadai Kreide. Allah has come v'chamo. If he becomes nifsak at the point of juncture where the nerve branches out. So we can't raise that question. But then we can ask another question. Suppose the nerve itself is severed. The nerve itself, not in the spinal. This comes out, emanates from the spinal cord. But suppose the nerve tissue itself is severed. Is it treif or not? Is it treif or not? So that we can only ask. Well, look what Rashi says. Because even beneath the point of juncture, if the spinal cord becomes severed, even below that, so it's treif v'vadai. Lachas kama v'chamo, if it becomes severed over here. But we can ask another shaila. Suppose the nerve itself, not in the spinal cord, but the nerve itself is severed, is nifsak. Whether it's treif or not. In tibzol meradad b'chlal, parsha atzma. So parsha atzma means the nerve itself. The nerve itself. The sacral nerve itself. Toshu. Ha parsha tidin ki boso. That the parsha has the same thing like boso. Now suppose boso is severed. I mean, it's nothing. So in other words, so the nerve, doesn't the price say that the nerve, the sacral nerve, the pelvic nerve, has a deal like boso. So in other words, so it cannot become trained. Tidike boso, she nifzak a pitzel ksheo. That if the nerve is, it becomes nifzak, so it's ksheo. My love, parsha ksheo. That is the first sacral nerve. And still, it's ksheo. My love, parsha ksheo shneo. So Gemara says, lo ishlishis. No, maybe when the price says, that a parasha tidin kiboso, that even if nifsak, the behemoth is still kshelo, so it has reference to the third sacral nerve, pelvic nerve. But these nerves, the first two sacral nerves, if they are nifsak, so then it's treif, or you could say. So maybe it cannot be patient. All right. Hoy kasin my love is shein ush ni olo ish li ish is. My love pitzel vi shein. Vi avel gam te chuch lachel. Adai bichlal treves. Hoy bichlal sopiku. Vi chen shein ni lo shemeir. All right. So the Gemara says, lo ish li ish is. All right. Now let's see. Beife. I want to finish up the Gemara and the Tesis before we go the other pshat that Rashi mentions. All right. And it's very obscure, the other pshat that Rashi mentions. Now the question is, so far the Gemara discussed up to what point in a spinal cord in a behemoth. So do we say that if it's nifsak, so it's treif? Now the Gemara is discussing up to what point in an ov, in a bird. Rabbi Yamrei Meir, Limato bin Akpai, Verishlokish bin Oy Meir, Ad bin Akpai. The Rashi. Because let's skip the Rashi, which he mentions the other pshat. Ad Limato. Michnofo, Havek Moi, Koyach HaShedret, Chut HaShedret Elei. So that's according to Rabbi Yamrei. Up to beneath the wings. Ulrich Lokish, up to the wings. Not up to the lower end of the wings, but up to the wings. We saw. Omahule have a kamine coming then pass. The Iseli Kame Ilfe. Ubodak Adbinakabai. So enough was brought, and he was bedek to see whether it wasn't severed up to the beginning of the wing. Now, v'sholach leid b'nisiyeh, v'kom, v'yozah, v'lo yedani, im mishum d'leitzorich l'midek tvei, o im mishum kvei nisiyeh. In other words, first he was bedek whether there was no hefsek in the chuta shedre up to the beginning of the wings. And then the nosi called him. So he left. So he doesn't know. If the nosi hadn't called him, would he have checked as to whether there was nipsak opposite the wings too, or that he wouldn't even have checked? Alright, now let's see. Let's see the thesis. Then we'll go over. Because thesis agrees with the pshat of Rashi. V'yim tim tzoleima, ad v'lo yad b'chlal, thesis dach mevo. V'yim tim tzoleima, ad v'lo yad b'chlal, pi parshe mai. Now what does it mean, pi parshe? Pi parshe means the point of juncture where the nerve, the sacral nerve, branches out. Afal pi shomar Shmuel, ad bin aparshes, mikol mokim misab kelei, didilmo, mitchil asu vei pitzol rishe, ad pitzol sheini, shalimato imenu, kogu bin aparshes rishe, vi ad vilo yad bichlal. In other words, Stasis explains. The Gemara. Gemara, in other words, why does the Gemara have this? After all, the Gemara said, Shmuel said in so many words, Ad Beina Parshas. What does Beina Parshas mean? In other words, between one branching and another. So still he had this, because Dilmo, Mitzchilas Uve Pitzel Rishe, Ad Pitzel Sheini Shalimato Imenu, Kor Beina Parshas Rishe, V'yad Lo Yad Bichlal. So Beni Yedeya, because it's possible that even though he said that it's treifo, vadai ad bina parshes, so it's only treifo vadai up to the first branch. Beni Yedeya oy shemo miseifu vepitzo kor bina parshes shes zeu bina parshes mamis avo ma shehu kineged vead v'lo yad bichlal. In other words, even if we assume that it's ad v'loyad b'chlal, v'ad v'loyad b'chlal, so it's still possible that ad v'loyad b'chlal means beneath the point where the first nerves branches out. So it's not what I pray for. It's what I pray for. But mamish, the point of juncture where the nerve branches out, that's not even Beina Parshas. That's prior to the Beina Parshas. Oish shemo miseiku vepitzel koro Beina Parshas. Zehu Beina Parshas mames. Avo mashu kinegedu veachut. At the point of juncture, hamispatzel lemikre Beina Parshas. That's before the Beina Parshas. So that's treve vada. Iname mishum hoche misapkalon. Shemo pi Parshas atzmon. The haile uve pitzel rishen. Have been haparshes the kesov Shmuel lefishehu bein chuta mispatzel ismoil lechuta mispatzel yemin. So in other words, so then he says, this is what Teisa says, that the chut that branches out on the left of the spinal cord is more on the top of the spinal cord than the chut that branches out on the right. So, Mishmocha Misatka, Shemot Piparshes Atzmon, the Aine Uve Pitzolishe, Have Bein Aparshes, the Koma Shmuel, Lefi Shehu Bein Chuta Mispatzel Ismail, Chuta Mispatzel Ismail, Vihod Inokat Shmuel, Ad Bein Haparshes, Vinokat Ad Aparshes. So the question is, so why does he say, Ad Bein Aparshes? Let him say, Ad Aparshes. לפי שאחד מסחילוצייס ולספצל כדם חבר ודווקא אימד ולא יד בכלל איבוי אלי בפי פרש רשי אבל אימד ועד בכלל but if we say that עד עד בכלל למוצל עם בוי פי פרש שני אמר so the Gemara asks Abaye אם תמצא לאימא עד ולא יד בכלל פי פרשמה So if we say ad veloya bichlal, so pi parsha ma'u has reference to the first parsha. But the Gemara couldn't say im tim tzalayim ad ve'ad bichlal pi parsha rishena ma'u, because then it's a pshites, because even beneath the pi parsha it's treif avada. Ach, es kamo v'chamo the pi parsha. But the Gemara, what Rapope could raise the baye in regard to pi parsha shniyo im tim tzalayim ad ve'ad bichlal. So, of course, there is no shaila about the pi parsha rishena, but there is a shaila at the juncture of the second nerve that branches out. Why doesn't the Gemara ask the shaila im timtzaleima ad vad bichlal? So there is no shaila about the pi parsha rishena, and there is no shaila as to the portion of the in the spinal cord between this and this. But the shaila is the juncture of the second nerve that branches out. Why doesn't the Gemara ask that? What do you know? V'daf ki imad v'lo yad v'chlal I'boye lo b'fi parasha v'sheno Avo imad v'yad v'chlal lo imotza lo m'iboye p'i parasha sh'ni omal. Why not? So he says if ad is v'chlal so then there couldn't be any abaye. Suppose the spinal cord is severed, mamish at the juncture of the second nerve, sacral nerve. Loi botzelim boye pipashish niyomal. Dimi monefshech, have a bichlal in yideya. Because then, it'll be a pshites, that it's a sophic. That a treif and vada it isn't, and that kosher be vada it isn't either. Why? Because we could be midayik from the losh. Dimi monefshech, have a bichlal in yideya. Kmoi bein apar shesheim. Du hat bein a parsche zwischen komma die treib wie so loi so di mone fsche hab ich an dir mit bein a parsche scheni du hat bein a parsche zwischen komma die treib wie so loi because the Gemara says that only the parsche rischeno is treife vada beyond the parsche rischeno so it's not treife vada so wie misse die bi parsche in die kou bein a parsche is because monefshech, if the pi parsha shniyo is not called bina parshes, harelo yamrinon shei treife elad bina parshes, and that's not. So if we assume that the juncture point of the second sacral nerve is not bina parshes, so mele it cannot come within the treife vada, because Shmuel says that only parsha rishenu is treife vada. Bein parsha rishenu is treife vada. And if we assume that the juncture point of the second nerve, so is not bein parsha, is not called bein parsha, so memele it cannot be considered as treife vada. Ela ad bein parsha, ve'ein ze bein parsha, and then v'imu koru bein parsha, so then it's implicit in the other memory. Ho omar shniyo in yedeya. So monefshach, either the juncture point of the second nerve is called bina parshes, or it's not called bina parshes. So, if you say that it's not called bina parshes, some mele, it couldn't be treve vadai. It couldn't be treve vadai because only the parsha rishena, only the parsha rishena. So, elad bina parshes, veinze bina parshes. And if it is called bina parshes, So mimele, shniya in yedeya. So mimele will be called shniya yesh leliz. So mimonev shech, it's osa misofik. And vada yosa nat. All right. Now let's see the Rashi. The rest of the Rashi. Loshinach, bein ha-parshes הן צלוי סטני של עלי. פרשס הוא בוסו המפחיז בין צלע לצלע. In other words, so you see, according to Rashi's Pshat, and Taisi's Pshat, and the Pshat of Moos Rishen, the Rosh, Moos Rishen. So, when is Nipsak Achut, Birubei, Matriv de Behime, only if it's Nipsak Achut in the secular area. But if it's in the Kosigel area, then no Hefsek of the Chut in the Kosigel area, in the lowest portion of the column of the spinal cord, so then it's not matrit according to Moshe Shem. But according to this pshat, so the three parshas have reference to the kosigel area. In other words, so that means if this according to this pshat, so if the spinal cord is nifsak up to the kosi, above the kosigel area, then it's of course it's straight. Even after the third, even if it is nipsak, after the third sacral nerve that branches out, it's also plain. And this memory of Shmuel has reference to the kosigel area, the lowest portion, the kosigel area. So he says, Lo shenacher bina parshes in tzloi stami shel ari. In other words, the bina parshes has reference to the three small ribs in the kosigel area. Parshas, that's bina parshas. So bina parshas has reference to the three small ribs in the kosigel area, in the alien. And parshas, who is the boso, hamafrish bin tzalatzala, between one rib and the other, there is just boso. Boso. Pia parshas. So tzloi she bin parshas le parshas. So in other words, they are certain bones, I suppose, between the boso and other boso. Gdi shom chay bli etvei atzloi is nivloi vein nikori kishul chay bli etvei v'nipshet haboso v'hakol v'imel itzloi is v'chol loshen zei nirali u'mipigoyin shemad ad achas ad bin aparash rishinu da nitzalo rishinu shalali. So when he says, so in other words, so according to this pshat, so up to the kosigel area, so no matter at what point the spinal cord was nifsak is straight. But then these klolim have reference to the kosigel area. So ad achas, ad bin aparash rishino, dahay mitzel rishino shalai. So the first rib in the kosigel area, so then it's treifo vada. Treifo im nifsak achut. If the chut was nifsak opposite the first rib in the kosigel area, so then it's straight for bivada. And if it is the third rib, if the chut was nifsak opposite the third rib in the kosigel area, then it's ksheil. And if it was nifsak in the second rib in the kosigel area, so then it's an idea. So boy rabune עד ועד בכלל, שאם נפסק החוט כנגד צלע הראשון, תחייב דיונה מקוי בין שתי פרשי, שהיא שפרס, בין לצלוי סדלס, או אצלוי עד בכלל, ובכלל אין ידי אבו. פי פרשי, נפסק החוט אצל תחיל עשה עצם, ולא יכנגד ממש, מהי בעד עצם חושב. ואין ידי אוי בעד הפרשי כמה איזה חושב ותחייב, ולא אין יראה. דובדה מן הפרשי, ולא אין מבין הפרשי. פרשי עצמו, נפסק החוט כנגד, according to Rashi's Pshat and all the other Rishonim, so פרשי עצמו means the nerve itself. Here it doesn't have reference, according to this Pshat, it doesn't have reference to the nerve. נפסק החוט, פרשי עצמו, נפסק החוט כנגד פרשי שניו, בוסו שבצל הרגיש לרשיינים הלו, בעד הרגישי שדנו לתרעיב, או בוסו צל השני שדנו לבין ידיע. תדעי, כי בוסו, אם נפסק החוט כנגד, ולעי לישתי גורס, מהי לאף פרשי שנייה? ומכהן, ומפי גויים, אחר שמעיתי, so that's the second pshat. And then he mentions a third pshat. ומכהן, אחר שמעיתי, פרשי עצמי, נשבע, הצל העצמי, ולא שמירי אורי שנהוגו, וסיוג מצוס אלי בעלו חסדי ליס, והוא יקר. Now, Let's see the tour. Simon Lamed Beis. Simon Lamed Beis. Chut HaShedah. Yeitzi min HaMeach. So the spinal cord comes out from the Meach, from the cranium. V'nim sha'ot ne'kol HaShedah. Atzif HaZor. It extends up to the tail. V'im nifzak ire shel HaChut. If the membrane, if the membrane that envelops this cord was nifzak, sha'meach b'seichein, kulei or rubei, istreib. Afal pi she'kol HaMeach kayim. Even though the medulla is intact. Avo in nifzak leorke, o in nifzak leorbe, bepoches mirei, mirei viskoshe. Avo pishe nifzak kol ameach, even though the medial itself was nifzak. Avo in miskalkel ameach visechachut. In other words, it became liquefied, ache nimoach vinishbach gemayim, vilo hoyachut nokuf, hoyoyeitze, yoinimes, vinishachech, it would bend out, fall down. That's a by leaf, she said, but Lahuma. The Hainim Achut or Vikovi, Vimamidne, Saint Yochel Ame, Mahmaskredi Trev, Avol Nechsa, Tsas Namea, Vinisrei King Kosha, who Trev is Eshel Achut, who at Parsha Ashlishis, Perush, Kishimagia Achut. Adayir Chai. So in other words, the two apostles, most Rishayim, like Rashi's Pshat. In other words, that beneath the sacral area, so the Nifzak Achut is not matzah. And even in the sacral area, so it's up to the third nerve that branches out. Kishimagi Achut Adayir Chai, Mispatzel, Pitzel Echot Litzad Yemin, Vechot Litzad Tzmeil, Vyemtziose, Yeireid Atlemato Kineged Azono. In other words, that between one nerve and the second nerve, there is a distance, there is a space between the branching out of one nerve and the other, there is a distance of Kegimlet's boys. Mispatzel oidly base pitzuri. Echobli min vechob ismei. Vichin and mahal min mekemes. Ad she yichle. Vichol mokim she yipsal at pitzel ha-gimu. Treve. 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 In other words, what it means, Ulacha Shiret Gimlet's voice with spats and oil based material. Echodimachlismail, the Chim Behavim Kemis. Achayichle, what it means is, you see, one nerve branches out from the spinal cord. And then, from that nerve, other nerves branch out into the whole organism. So, V'chomokim sheyipsak at pitzel hagimul until the third nerve is treif. U'mishom ve'elech sheil. V'im nifzak kineged uve at pitzel. So we have a bias. So we pass lechumre in all these a bias. So he says, V'im nifzak kineged uve at pitzel shel parsha hagimul kosav harashbo yire sheu treif. V'yei shematir. In other words, the shaila is, what if the chut is now, this is the third sacral nerve. So suppose there is a machlekes, so today is here in the tomb. Suppose we pass on all the abayis lechumre. The shaila is, so there is no doubt that beneath, if the chut ha-shedre is nifsak, in the sacral area, in the pelvic area, beneath the third sacral nerve, so then it's called shale. But how about the case where the chut ha-shedre is nifshek mamesh at the juncture, where the third sacral nerve branches out. So that today is. So the Rashba Shite is Yerushu Treiv, V'yei Shematirei. So in other words, that today is. I mean, the Mechaber also mentions both days. V'im nifziku echod, mi beis chiture ha-pitzurim, horishenim, that's parasha atzmo, according to Rashi's pshat. In other words, suppose the nerve itself becomes nifzak. So im nifziku echod. So when do we have 2 days? The Rashba Shita is that if on the third nerve, if it's nifzak, if the chut ha-shedre itself is nifzak at the point where the third nerve branches out. So then the Rashba Shita is that it's Treva. And Arishayim Mu'achelik, Mashayinkin in the third nerve itself, if the spinal cord was not Nifsak at the juncture where the third nerve branches out. But the third nerve, the tissue of the third nerve, branched, the third nerve, it was Nifsak, so then everybody agrees that it's Kshel. Because that's Gemara Mefreshes. Because the Gemara wanted to be patient. My love, Parsha Rishaino. Haptoshma, Parsha Tidin Kibosom. My love, Parsha Rishaino, Ishniyo. So, Loi Shlishis. So, in other words, so one thing is clear that the Parsha Atzma Shlishis, then it's Tidin Kibosom. But, how about Parsha Atzma Rishaino, Ishniyo? That's a subject. Vim Nipsiko Yachon Beskutma Pizzerum Rishaino, Ishniyo, Ishniyo. Avo, im Nipsiko Chute, Hapitzla Hagimu, Kshero, Uvei, Futrei, Fesachut, Ad, Bin Agapai, Hascholas Amokim, Shimuchborn, Bibigum. So we have a Machlekes, Aviana and Rishlokish. So there's a Machlekes of Shem, how we pass. We are Rajbokosa, Ad Mikain, Klois Riborn. Ad Mikoi, Klois Riborn. Right now. Lame Beis. So if you go over on each Gemara, I mean the Pesach and Shulchan Aruch, so then we'll be able to cover a lot of ground when we go over the Simon in Minchas Leilos. Alright. Simon Lamed Reis. Chut Hashem Reshe Nifsak Reib Hekef Eir Achif Es Ameyach Treib Av Al Pishe Kol Ameyach Kayo Vim Moi Nifsak Reib Eir Av Al Pishe Nifsak Kol Ameyach Shebefnim Koshe. In other words, if the medulla was Nifsak, but the membrane that envelops it was not nifsak, so it's kosher. Because meyach lemayel lemayel nizdak oyer leol kikshel v'chein nishbara hashedre v'loy nifsak achut oy shenismayach hameyach shebezech achut v'nisnadne hoy uveire kayo mariz metaz. That's another thing that meyach lemayel lemayel. Humrach hameyach v'nishbach kamayim oy kideinak. It was liquefied. Shenomeis ad sheyimtza achut kishemamidei biyodei. Odei hoy amad shechut v'yodei seiche. So it falls down. Let's say when he holds it. So if you hold it like this, so this part that he doesn't hold will bend up. Bend down. It can't maintain an upright position. V'lo yochel amitrei v'chein afal pishaloi nisrak echmifni. Elo shuov. We covered. We mamini ne say niyochel amid nikvei de israel. Nechsa. That's if some of the meyach or the marrow